Israel's Security Cabinet has authorised the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to decide when and how to retaliate for a rocket attack which it says was carried out by the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. 12 children and teenagers from the Druze community were killed in the strike on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Hezbollah has denied responsibility. Also on Saturday, Israel's military struck a school in central Gaza, reportedly killing at least 30 people. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has this lunchtime urged Irish citizens in Lebanon to leave. For more now, we can talk to Lebanon-based journalist Rania Abu Zaid. Rania, thanks for talking to us. Reuters, I see this lunchtime quoting two Israeli officials as saying they won't be seeking all-out war, but is some form of retaliation now inevitable?
Well, that's unclear. And also the term retaliation is contested because Hezbollah denies that it was its rocket that killed those Druze children. So, we still don't know whose rocket it is. There's talk that it might be the misfunctioning of the Israel's Iron Dome system. But Hezbollah was very quick to deny its involvement in this strike. Just as a bit of background, Hezbollah doesn't hide its casualties. It clearly states what its targets are, sometimes within hours of striking the target. So it's not an organization that is sort of hiding its targets, its dead, its casualties in this conflict. And in prior conflicts, in 2006 war, the last time there was a major war with Israel, there was a Hezbollah attack, an accident, that's how the group called it. They refer to it as an accident on an Arab town in Israel. And the Secretary General of Hezbollah himself, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, said that this was a mistake and he apologized for the deaths from that strike. But this time, the party is clear that they had nothing to do with this attack.
Can you give us a sense, Rania, of what it's like in Lebanon today? Because I saw just before we came on air that some flights from Beirut Airport have been cancelled.
Yes, it's very confusing. Nobody knows what's going to happen. It's quite tense. Everybody's sort of waiting to see what the Israelis will do because the ball is in their court. With Hezbollah's denial, Hezbollah said, Hezbollah doesn't want, I don't think anybody wants an all-out war because the impact of an all-out war this time will be absolutely catastrophic. Hezbollah has in recent weeks revealed drone footage, very detailed drone footage of northern Israel, of military installations, of various targets. They are trying to say, we have eyes on all of your cities, on these cities in the north, so that if you are to engage in some sort of an all-out assault against Beirut, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has said, a civilian for a civilian, a city for a city. So it's going to be a war unlike any that we have seen, unlike the 2006 war. Hezbollah's capabilities are much larger. It has admitted to more than 100,000 fighters. It is believed to have more than 150,000 rockets. So, everybody's very concerned about the possibility that these tit-for-tat strikes that we've seen over the past 10 months since October 8, which is when the front here in Lebanon opened, that they may escalate into something that nobody can control.
And on both sides of the border, as you say, thousands of people have already been forced to leave their homes. Their lives have already been upended.
Yes, absolutely. Both in northern Israel and along the villages in southern Lebanon. Over here, about almost 100,000 people have already vacated their villages and they've been living in schools and in various other makeshift places for months now. Their villages are destroyed. So the idea of an even more aggressive war and the war, the front widening is one which is very concerning to many Lebanese, especially in South Lebanon, but not only in South Lebanon, also in Beirut and in the southern suburbs of Beirut, which tend to be Hezbollah's stronghold.
Rania, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Rania Abu Zaid, a journalist who's based in Lebanon.